Nobody covers college football better than these guys. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Final hour of the program here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans and Scotty, it is a Friday. We got BYU football coming up tonight. You and Will be hanging out on the pregame show, getting you ready for what should be a fun one with BYU and Houston. Story of the day, last night, Jake Hatch, morning show producer, host of Locked On Cougars, and has some great analysis on BYU, broke the news that Kyrus Tonga will not be playing in tonight's game.
It's a bummer, man.
You kind of went through how you project that defensive line could look like, and maybe a bit of a shift in philosophies, at least for one game.
Yes, slight shift in philosophies, and that's not saying it's going to be an 80%. I'm not even saying that'll be their base, but I do think you may have to draw two interiors. Mm-hmm. You might have to bring Albakri in, and then you've got Caden Hawes that you can play on the inside. Caden Hawes is a freshman. He's got some playing time, but not a lot of playing time. But he's somebody that they trust to get the push in the middle. I talked to you about kind of his build. He's a 6'1 or 6'2 type defensive tackle. He's 315, 320 pounds. A lot of people knew him, that the recruit coming out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And he has made it enough of an impression on these coaches that he can do that. So you've got those four, Tyler Batty on the outside, moving Albakri in, bringing Caden Hawes in as a rotator, and then having Zach Daw on the other side. And then the other guy that you can rotate in and get some usage on the inside on passing downs is going to be Gabe Summers,
okay,
who got the sack last week that I highlighted with that push-pull sack. I don't know how you attack this Houston offense. I'm actually all over the place on this because in my mind I'm like, they don't have the corners where they can put four downs and bring an extra rusher to try to provide pressure because you don't have corners that can really hook with these Houston wide receivers. You've got a lot of talent at the wide receiver position in Houston. So that worries me, but then there's a part of me that's like, well, I believe that without Kyrus Tonga, I don't think you have the capabilities of getting the pressure you need to get.
Yeah.
To rush three and drop eight.
Yeah, that's the problem there. And so you have to manufacture pressure or you have to hope that four hits, but either way, you're losing guys out of the defensive backfield.
Yeah, so what do you even do? These are the days that I'm just glad that I'm not a coach because trying to get the pressure on Clayton Tune is important. Tune will pick you apart.
He does seem like a guy that if you don't get pressure on him, and he has time in that pocket. He's smart enough and accurate enough that he could make you pay.
The other worry I've got, Scotty, we've talked about this. So let's say you bring in Caden Hawes or you bring in Gabe Summers or you move Albakri into that zero technique, that nose tackle technique right over the center that Kyrus Tonga plays so well. You bring one of those guys in. They don't have the pressing nature of Kyrus to get back into a gap that Tune is trying to escape in. And so now, you know, you've put the pressure back on Tune, and Tune tries to move through the gap. Kyrus could throw a center. He could shift hips. He can make it just a little bit more difficult for Tune to escape a pocket through either one of the A gaps or even through the B gaps if you're rushing your ends wide. And that puts a lot of pressure on those linebackers. So now those linebackers are leaning forward because if he takes that jab step forward, you're thinking, there he goes. Because Tune's he's a capable runner.
Absolutely.
So now you're bringing me out of my zone to try to cover that lane, and now I can drop it over the top. I just – the defensive matchup and the schemes that it all leads to me believing Houston's going to put up 38 points. And if they don't, that's just a great performance. If they don't, it's because you've made some big plays like Tulane did on Houston last week in the first half. Now, they still put up 40-plus on Tulane. 49, I think it was.
41, I think. 41, 31?
Okay.
Somewhere in that range. 40-plus.
So 40-plus. They did that by early pressure, and Tune made some really dumb mistakes. But that was Houston's first game of the season because they had lost so many games in cancellation. So Tune made some really dumb mistakes. If we see that Houston team that showed up in the second half where you got 7 quick points on a kick return, you got flip field position off punt returns, your special teams were clicking, your defense started stepping up, you started getting pressure. I want to say that they had 6 sacks against Tulane.
I think you're right.
I think it was 6 sacks and maybe 9 TFLs or something like that. So their defensive pressure stepped up in the second half, and they started running pressures, and their defensive line was getting home.
It just seemed like when they settled in, you know, the offense gave up a couple of turnovers that were turned into points pretty quick. But as soon as
inside the first 5 minutes,
inside the first 5 minutes, and then as soon as like the team just kind of felt like they settled in, things certainly got much, much better. You're right, 6 sacks in that game against Tulane, and by the way, it was spread over 6 players too.
So 6 different players with a sack, huh?
Yeah. And then let me pull up your
which you don't see very often. That's
and 12 TFLs too.
Okay, so 12 TFLs. I want people to understand that Houston,
by the way, 10 players with TFLs.
10 out of the 12.
Yeah, now there were a couple of halves in there, but Peyton Turner was the one that did the most damage. He had 4.5 TFLs by himself.
And we talked about Peyton with that the beat writer that we had on yesterday. I've got a little bit of an anxiety about this game.
I can tell.
Yeah, I'm nervous about it because I think that BYU's defense is susceptible. That's why I go back to Zane Anderson and Troy Warner. You don't have Kyrus to lean on. So where do you go to your veteran presences? You can go to a couple of these linebackers, you know, Kavika Funua, but Kavika's been on the defensive side and back over to the offensive side and back to the defensive side. You could go to Peyton Wilgar. Wilgar is a big playmaker, but Wilgar's still a little bit green. But you could go to him and say, hey, we need you big time. But there's really one guy in particular that hasn't made a lot of noise this year that we're all expecting to make noise, and that's Zane Anderson.
Yeah.
So you go to Zane, and you're like, Zane, it's time, man. It's time to step inside a passing lane, get a big pick. It's time to step up, get your head out of the mix, and throw a shoulder in and separate a receiver from the ball and make a big play in a clutch third down throw or a fourth down in a winning drive. Troy, we need more out of you in run support. If Houston starts going and Tune is finding lanes outside of the pocket, we're screwed. As soon as you see him take the step out of the pocket, I've got to have you come out of that coverage. And you've got to come in and make a big play. And asking those veteran safeties to step up and make plays and let them know, no Kyrus means more Zane, more Troy. And I guess if you do go to some of these linebackers, you could probably go to Wilgar. Maybe Thule. Thule's been around for a little bit.
Yeah, yes.
But you're going to have to go to your offense. Like, for instance, I don't think that anybody would ever talk about this, but I know I've been in meetings that are like this where the offense is sitting around and the offensive coordinator says, hey, this stays in this room. This stays with our offense. But as I understand, we're going to have to put some points up this weekend. Houston's a high-octane offense. They're going to score 35, 40 points. We're going to have to put up some points.
Yeah. I think you would be unreasonable if you didn't have those conversations.
Yeah. It's a realistic look at what you're going to be facing as an offense. The coordinators know that as well. So when you're talking about Aaron Roderick and you're talking about Jeff Grimes, they understand that they're going to have to score. So don't be surprised if early on you're seeing things. You're like, why are they getting away from the run? Even though BYU's been so heavily run-oriented, more than I think people really even understand. Only 9 attempts in the second half of that game last week. 9 passing attempts.
Yes. Yep.
And it's not like they were trying to kill the clock. You know, that game was close. So I'm hoping that you see some play action looks. I'm hoping that they unleash Zach Wilson's arm a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised on some gadgetry early to try to get over the tops and quick scores. And people call them cheap scores. I don't call it cheap, but we'll just say quick, cheap scores, because they know that it's going to be a 35-35 plus game, mm-hmm. and it's a tough matchup.
Did you say this changes? Does this change your prediction of the game, your final outcome?
No.
Mm-mm. You had it pretty close and pretty high scoring. How long?
Yeah, I'm staying 38-38 in regulation, going to overtime, and BYU winning by a field goal, 41-38.
We okay to make a change? Can we change our prediction?
Do you need to make it?
You had 34-30 BYU. Where
I'm going the same score, but I'm flipping Houston. It to Houston.
Yeah, Houston. Well, that's the other thing, guys. Think about this. Now, on the road, Houston's going to have some fans.
Yeah, Matt Thomas was on with DJ and PK, and he said BYU fans are chomping up those tickets.
Yeah. That's not surprising.
I'll bet that bugged him.
Yeah. And so there, I'd say you might be of a crowd of 10,000. I think it'll be 6,000 Houston, 4,000 BYU.
I think BYU, I think the players are going to feed off of that.
Yeah.
Plus, it's good weather. It's supposed to be good weather, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mid-70s or something. It's good weather. The fans are going to be in support. I think it's actually going to be maybe a benefit to BYU. The other thing is, 81 tonight. Because it's tonight.
Oh, tonight. Sorry. It's actually cooler. I don't know why I was thinking tomorrow. The high of 68 today. It's actually cooler tonight.
Okay. Okay, nice. So it's like 50. That's perfect.
Yeah,
that's perfect football weather. High 50s, low 60s.
Yeah, and it'll be heavy humidity, so it'll feel like 75, 80, but that's fine. Yeah. You can deal with that.
I actually think that BYU's in a pretty good situation with the fans coming in. And
I mean, I went 42.
The temperature and the elevation. And
I went 42-28. I'm going to stick with it.
That would be an impressive win. If they held Houston's offense to 28 points, that would be extremely impressive to me. They do a really good job of getting the ball out. You got to force them into some mistakes, too. And maybe some different looks. Maybe, you know, we've seen Kalani do some crazy things with his defense in the past. I'm trying to remember. Was it Louisiana Tech that we saw the four downs through an entire half?
Yep.
Or was that UTSA?
No, I think it was Louisiana Tech.
Was it Louisiana Tech? They had the four downs pretty much through the entire second half and ran some blitzes off of that four down look. Biggest storyline going into tonight that I want everybody to look at, and I'll reiterate this in the pre and post game show. Look and see what the defensive lines up with and what their base looks like in the first defensive series. And then look and see what it adjusts to in the second half of this game. See if they got it right. If they come in and they line up at three downs and they're dropping eight and they're trying their best to replace Kyrus with Caden Hawes or Gabe Summers or El Bakri and bring Batty in, and they're trying different looks, but they're going three and dropping eight, understand that was their game plan. They thought, man, we do not have corners that can stick and run. So we got to try to build a rush out of three. And then if they adjust it, know that they went into half and they're like, oh, we gave up 28 points in the first half. We're going four downs and we're going to see if we can generate pressure. We'll bring a fifth.
And then you go and say, all right, you guys are going to be a little bit more one-on-one in the backfield. Lock them up.
You know, you mentioned to Jay Hill, Scotty, you said, hey, Jay, don't you think this is going to be a test? And Jay said, well, I think UTSA was kind of a test, and maybe they were to a certain extent. But where you're right on is this is going to test BYU's defense as much, if not more, than any other team on their schedule. Now, it might not be the full team test that Boise State might be.
Yeah.
It might not be the full team test that maybe even San Diego State might be. This will be I think, the most daunting task for BYU's defense. It's just they're fast receivers. And Toon is athletic. What's killed BYU in the past? An athletic, mobile, movable, explosive quarterback. Maybe I'm giving Toon too much credit, but on film in game one in the second half against Tulane, he deserved that credit.
As he should, yeah. So, I think there's a lot of things to be concerned about if you're BYU, but at the end of the day, I still think BYU wins this game. BYU's a better team. They need to act like it. They're still favored to win this game. No movement on the Vegas line with the news of Kyrus Tonga. So,
was that BYU 3.5?
Yeah, I believe so.
It was at one point.
Yeah, and I don't think it's moved off of that.
Okay. I've got Houston covering, but BYU winning. Because I've got BYU winning by 3.
In OT.
Pretty specific, but these are evenly matched. They both have high-octane offenses.
If you hit this number, you can puff out your chest on anything you want after that.
38-38
if it goes to overtime, 38-38, and BYU wins 41-38, shut it down.
You hit this, Scotty will buy you a new tree.
Somehow, Scotty.
Well, Lloyd and I will buy you a
new tree. Okay, we'll buy you a new tree.
If it goes into overtime at 38-all and BYU wins the game 41-38, yes, we will all come together and buy one of those $400 trees that you like so much.
Are you being serious?
Well, it's not. I mean, all of your trees were about that price.
No, they weren't all that price. No, three of them were.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Jeez. Yeah, I know. They were mature. They were mature. The blue. I think they're called something. The blue cedar. Yeah. They're an evergreen. It's a gorgeous tree. But they're mature. Are you guys being serious? You really would.
Like,
if I hit this 38-38 in regulation, 41-38 BYU in overtime.
We will buy you a tree of our choosing.
Yes, we'll buy you a tree.
I'm not putting a tree.
Okay, we're not dropping $400 on a tree. Priced at $125. How about that?
In fact, I'm disappointed that you would drop $400 on a tree.
Multiple $400
trees. I know. I feel like you don't even know who you are.
By the way, I'm worried about the next segment.
What have you spent more on?
I know what's coming.
Trees or microwave ovens?
Trees. I don't talk to my microwave ovens. Talk to my tree.
Well, if I spent $400 on a tree, I'd be out there having long conversations with them too. Girl, what's up? What do you need?
How come you look a little bit brown today? We got to get you some water.
Come on.
A little extra food.
What do we need?
Why are your leaves falling off, honey?
Come on, it's only September. 801, I tell you what, the Stonehaven Dental is awesome. And these guys are so great. All we need you to do is go to the website, stonehavendental.com. There's 10 locations up and down the Wasatch Front. We're at the one in Provo here at 1355 North University Avenue, Suite 330. Dr. Darren Moody, kind enough to join us. How are you?
Hey, excellent. You know, I love you guys. I come in the morning, it's you guys. I go to lunch, it's you guys.
I come
home at dinner, guess what? It's you guys. So, I mean, and it just so happens we've got you guys here.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I am so excited. I just love you guys.
What's funny is I love Stonehaven as much as you love these shows because I've been going to Stonehaven 2 years. I've switched over.
Excellent.
And I go to the Saratoga location.
Excellent.
Built a really good relationship with the dentist there. And I feel like it's – and I want to be careful because I don't want more affordability to come across as lesser care.
Right.
I actually think it's a higher quality care because they look at the way they can maximize your insurance and make it more affordable.
Of course, yep.
And so it's really nice that way. And then I'm a huge fan of the nitrous. I'm a huge fan that I can come in and kick back.
It's like Norm from Cheers. I got like a bottle waiting.
Right.
A canister waiting.
Right.
Take the edge off.
And it's always free.
Always free.
You know, we never charge for that. It's so important that our patients are comfortable. We'll have, you know, pill sedation, IV sedation, and even a nurse anesthetist that'll come. And if you need that, there's a lot of patients that kind of need that level of extra care, and we have that available. Nitrous is always free, though.
I want everybody out there to think about it, Scotty, because there are a lot of people that don't go to the dentist because they're afraid of the pain.
Yep.
And when you come in and you see Dr. Moody or you see one of the great dentists of any one of the locations and you say, I don't want any pain on this, they'll take the extents they need to take to make sure you don't feel the pain.
Yep. That's so true.
We had to have some emergency work done on one of my kids, and this was several years ago. And they had nitrous, but it must have been pretty painful because they had like an allotment of nitrous, and he went above that. And they're like, okay, well, we give you the first little bit for free, but after that, we're going to charge you.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no joke.
Somebody hit him with that?
Yeah. They're like, he used too much nitrous, and we're going to charge you for the extra amount.
No, not with us.
I love that. And that's great.
If that was the case, I'd be walking out of that Saratoga location with a $2,500 bill. by the way,
That's right.
You've got big lungs, and you're hard to sedate.
Well, and that's my personal story. I had not so great experiences as a little kid.
Oh, really?
And as I became a teenager, we switched over to this dentist who actually was my scout leader at the time. And I had been going. I was so nervous about the shots. I would go without the shots.
Wow.
As a kid, somehow in my head I thought it's got to be better without. And then he said, "Hey, this tooth's going to hurt. Let's give you this gas." And he gave it to me and I was great after that. I mean, give me injections, and I thought, wow, that's pretty awesome. And so it helps me to really relate to the patients that have those fears. And so it's really, really kind of gets me to empathize with them.
There's a lot of people out there that haven't gone to dentists for long, long periods of time, and maybe be dealing with pain because they're worried about the cost or they're worried about the pain once they get in here. And they're also probably thinking, well, I don't want anybody to see the mess that's going on inside here.
Right.
Chances are you've seen worse.
Oh, totally.
And you can deal with the pain. You're helping out financially. Yeah. Talk about this this program you've got going on, the Smiles 360 Dental Savings Club.
So it's kind of like I guess the easiest way to put it is a discount program that you sign up for there, and then you have all these different options that are available to you, some at no charge, some at discount. Most of the rest ends up being at a discounted.
Yeah.
So if you don't have insurance, it's a way in which you can have dentistry done at a lower amount, yet you're covered through the year. So it's not really an insurance program, but it's a discount plan.
Yeah. I think it's remarkable that you think outside the box and say, okay, there's some people that may have not added dental care onto their insurance or it was too expensive or whatever the case is. What can we do to help some people out? And the fact that you do that, it really shows a lot of the generosity efforts here at Stonehaven.
Yeah. Thank you. That's
really awesome.
The effort. Yeah.
Well, all you have to do is go to stonehavendental.com. And remember, you get a free x-ray, free exam. And if you make the appointment before December 1st, they'll give you free fluoride. How much does that fluoride help out?
Oh, well, it re-strengthens the teeth. If you have a very microscopic cavity started, it can help remineralize that and make it hard again. Once it's big enough to see on the x-rays, it's too late. But tiny ones, it can actually stop.
But it can actually stop.
Remineralize. Well, let's get it hard again.
We love the place, Dr. Moody.
Hey, one last thing.
Yes.
Hans Olsen. Where did the name Olsen originate from?
Denmark.
You know, I really think it's time that you should embrace your heritage, and you should be called Hans.
Oh, no. No, that's – who set you up to that?
No, that was me. That was all me.
I
know. I'm just teasing. I know for years that's
– Yeah. No.
That's a bad place to go, so I had to go, there just to pull your chain.
It is. It's kind of a sore spot. But I will tell you, Denmark is the only – it is the – well, I believe it is the – I don't want to speak out of turn.
Yeah, we do it all
it's
the time.
I believe it's the only country that actually pronounces it Hans.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, and then Germany,
it all goes
Sweden, Switzerland.
Oh, man, so my total yeah. joke just got totally blown out of the water.
Yeah, but I get where you're coming from. At least the attack was the right way.
I was just trying to put you. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Your humor.
Thank you so much.
I love everything about it. I was glad I was able to come out and participate a little bit.
Well,
so.
Thank you, Dr.
Well, we need to get
it.
You down here. If you're in Provo, 1355 North University Avenue, Suite 330, you hear Dr. Moody. You can tell the passion and the excitement he has to making your experience as good as possible. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Let's go! The Big Show.
It's a big
with Gordon Monson and Jake Scott.
Greg Wrubell, the voice of the BYU Cougars.
Those games down the road aren't going to mean nearly as much unless BYU can get this win on Friday. Everything hinges on it. You do not get into the New Year's Six conversation without an undefeated record this year. There are a finite number of true barometer games for BYU, and one could argue the first was played at Navy. It's a good name team. It was a ranked team from last year, but Houston is a true barometer for BYU. If they're able to get the win on Friday, there are games to be played between now and then. We all know that. But over the ensuing weeks, the hype will only increase exponentially until that Boise State game in early November.
The Big Show, weekdays from 2 to 7 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Would you mind telling me who you are?
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Well, I stumbled at 2 a.m. all drunk and full of smoke. My wife said I have had enough, that said I'm sick, get out. So I stumbled down to Kelly's pub across the edge of town, and I told the boys my story, and we had another round.
Oh, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Look at this video here. It's from a high school game that was on K-Jazz.
Uh-huh.
So keep an eye on this official. This is a coach who's going to walk out on the field. He's celebrating a big play. Mm-hmm. And this official sees him the whole way that he's out on the field and is going to try to dump truck him on purpose. And then he's going to throw a flag on him. But watch, he's watching, hits him, puts an elbow into him, turns around, and then throws the flag on him. I don't know who this official is, but he's a kind of a jack-a.
What game is this at? Because I had seen.
I think, is this your Corner Canyon?
I think it might be because I saw that happen. Yeah, it is. This is the game. I actually saw that happen, but I was on this other side, and there was a lot of confusion.
But look, the ref's seeing the guy on the sideline the whole way, and then look, he's staring at him. And then he's going to lower his shoulder and put it right into this guy.
Boy, he blew him up, too.
And then turns around and throws the flag on him. Jeez, man.
He smacked him hard. So, I kind of get it because the guy needs to keep his butt off
okay,
the field.
Okay, I get it, but.
And the official's trying to do his job, and the guy is right there.
Throw a flag on him, run around him.
He could run around him. You're right. He didn't need to blow him up the way he blew him up. He threw an elbow right in his back.
Yeah.
That could jack a dude up. Let's say he's got a bad back in the first place. Now, he shouldn't be out there celebrating like that, and he's in the line of the officials running, and the official needs to keep view. I get it. He could have avoided that. This didn't have to be ugly like that. What are they saying about it? Are they saying there's a potential lawsuit?
No, just whoever this guy on Twitter, Coach K, said the ref threw a flag for sideline interference, but should have flagged himself for hitting a defensive player that the coach never saw him coming.
Huh. The official handled that wrong. The coach was in the wrong for being on the field. The official handled it wrong for blowing him up. You're right. He should have just avoided him throwing the flag, and that's how that should have gone.
Yeah.
That official's probably going to catch some heat for that.
He should. Absolutely should. All right, Hans and Scotty here on the Zone Sports Network. It is time for another edition of Happy Hour. We do it every Friday during this segment where we revisit another show or our show. We slow the audio down where it sounds like that person or those people talking may be slightly inebriated.
You know, it's Friday. We like to add a little bit of fun, add some laughs, make it sound, a little bit different than it might have been, and I'm excited to start with audio of you.
Of me?
No.
We're not doing that.
That's not where we're starting.
Stop it.
We may finish there, but that's not where we're starting right now.
Where are we starting? Lloyd?
Tree Talk. With
it's
Hans
just
Olsen.
Just labeled Tree Talk?
Tree Talk.
Tree Talk. With Hans Olsen, sounding with the audio slowed down slightly. And it's all part of Happy Hour. Or is it? You decide right here on the Zone Sports Network.
It's what makes your yard one of the most amazing yards in Utah. It's like the trees. I love my trees too. My trees are like pets to me. I'm not even kidding. Now, you've heard me talk to dogs.
Yeah.
And you've heard, probably heard me talk to cats.
I've not heard you talk to cats.
I talk to my trees.
As you should.
I talk to my trees.
They respond well.
Hands over there talking to a ficus.
What's wrong with talking to trees?
Well.
Isn't ficus,
that's
a weed.
That's the fake one.
Oh, I thought,
You're thinking,
Fescue.
Fescue. There you go.
That's what I'm thinking of. I tell my trees how proud I have them.
Yeah.
Of them I am. And I tell them, you want some food? Because I go get them some,
those little ball things you stick in the ground,
yep,
and it fertilizes them.
Pound down in there.
Yep.
I say, here's some yummy for you, and eat up.
Load up, big fella.
I grab on their branch, and I say, look at that big, strong fella. And I bend it a little bit, and I'm like, look at you, tough guy. No, I don't snap it. I don't bend it too much. But they seem to respond.
Who's daddy's little tree?
No, I don't. I don't baby talk the trees. Trees demand a manly talk. Like,
oh, really?
Hey, look at that strong arm.
Oh,
hey, your branches are strong. Good boy. Here's some food. Eat up.
This is so awkward.
It isn't awkward, man. They're a living being.
So there you go.
Why are we picking on ourselves?
Yeah, why? What, this is because
it was a good one. Like, I heard it and I was like, oh wow.
All right, Lloyd, should we play the other one?
Yes.
Or do you want to sit on that for a
can
week?
Can we please? I need this. Because it really is the drunk uncle at the holiday.
Okay,
party.
Yeah, let's do it. We got time.
All right, so earlier in the show, you were talking about the player on the practice squad for the Kansas City Chiefs who, because he was on the practice squad, got a Super Bowl ring and then decided to immediately sell it.
Yeah.
Which, fine. Good for you. I have no problem with that. However, you went on a lengthy description of the ring that was presented to the players of the Kansas City Chiefs, which I got a little upset about. And, okay, well, here's that in part of our latest edition of Happy Hour.
Would you stop pretending like you have any kind of history? You won a Super Bowl like 80 years ago. Look, here's two of them. Shut up. We made it to the playoffs 22 times. Yeah, and you did jack squat outside of one nice run you had last year. Calm down. You're not the Green Bay Packers. You're not the Dallas Cowboys. You're the Kansas City freaking Chiefs. Know your role. You got lucky. You drafted a good quarterback. Good for you. Enjoy that. But don't pretend like you're some legendary franchise of historic winning in this league. You've been mama cassing yourself in playoffs time after time after time, and eventually you're bound to get one, and you got it. So just enjoy that one and quit thinking that you're more than you are, because you're not.
That had everything but the whoop-de-doo. Look at me. See, that one was better.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was really good. Because you could see somebody at a holiday party during the playoffs. And the one brother said, how about my Chiefs? Go just like 1948.
Yes.
And the brother going off on him.
Like, shut up. Stupid. Oh, that was a good one. Who says we don't make fun of ourselves?
We do all the time.
All the time.
Well, yeah, and we may have been asked to. But, hey, we'll take the heat this time.
Yeah, this time. Next week, it's on. All right. A 144, Hans and Scotty, wrap this thing up. Get you ready for the big show right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Nothing else matters, fellas. Every day we go to work.
Football is back, and the Zone Sports Network has you covered. As the Cougars continue to bulldoze through their schedule and the Utes and Aggies get set for the start of their season.
You gotta go faster, faster.
Nobody will bring you better coverage of your team than the Zone Sports Network. This is your home of the best college football coverage in Utah.
Turn me up all day.
97.5, 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
Standing here beside you. Want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Wrapping up another edition of the show.
It's not my job to sell this BYU game. Like I don't get paid commissions by how many people go on and watch a game. But if you're a football fan at all, if you just like the game, this is the game you want to tune into. Because you've got two high-octane offenses, Houston with a running gun. You got BYU who's running a lot of play action, putting the ball in the air a lot. This should be a high-scoring affair. It should be some big offensive plays. You'll kind of hang on every defensive moment that you get, whether it's a PBU or a big sack on a crucial third down. I think that you've got some creativity from coordinators where it might be 2 minutes left and there's a 10-point advantage, and that's not safe with 2 minutes left. Mm-hmm. You're going to still kind of be hanging there like, man. Like, this game has that kind of potential.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, you might be 100% right. Maybe BYU's defense shows up and they are able to hold that Houston offense to 28 points. You very well could be right. I wouldn't be surprised with that either because we know so little in the grand scheme of Houston. They've played Tulane. That's it.
That's it.
And they looked like two different teams in two halves. In the first 5 minutes of that game, that quarterback gave up 14 points with a pick six and then fumbling in the end zone and giving it up to Houston.
Yeah.
So in the first few minutes, they looked like one team, and then in the second half, they looked like a completely different team. Who are they? Are they the team that gave up pressures in the first half? Or are they the team that returned a kickoff and had three passes over 15 yards in two offensive drives? Is that who they are?
I think they're more inclined to be the second-half team, but I think BYU's prepared to handle that second-half team.
Right, because then you ask, well, who's Tulane's backfield? And,
yeah.
And who's Tulane defensively? Yeah. They were certainly – I will tell you, that Tulane nose tackle – is Kyrus Tonga-esque. Number 99 was getting – remember I showed you the film?
Yeah, absolutely.
Him putting that Houston center on skates. He put that Houston center on skates multiple times, ran him right back into the quarterback's lap.
Unfortunately, you don't have Kyrus Tonga in this Tonga. Kyrus Tonga, there we go.
Yeah.
It's been a long week, folks.
You don't have him, and you're right. That's a big shot.
Hey, next week at this time, I'm going to be hopping in a car and driving to Boise after the show. We're 1 week away from Mountain West football getting underway.
That's going to be a fun game. And that's a primetime kick, too.
5 o'clock on Saturday, yeah.
FS1.
FS1.
That's a primetime game, man. That'll be a lot of fun. I suggest you watch the broadcast, turn off the audio, click on 1280 and 97.5 The Zone, listen to Scotty make the call. It's a win-win.
Ah, you're too kind. Excited, though. This is going to be a lot of fun to get these seasons started. And then after that, we're, 3 weeks away now from the Pac-12 getting underway. So let's go.
Wait, so, okay. So
3 weeks from today.
Okay, that's right. So two weeks past the start of the,
correct. There you go,
the Mountain West Conference. No, it's fine. So that's something that you and I really have to continue to look at. What is Utah going to look like?
Yeah.
I think we've got a good idea of personnel. But when's the last time you saw a complete changeover? A complete changeover with success in the Pac-12 or in any Power 5 conference?
Traditionally, you go backwards quite a bit.
Has LSU caught their bearings yet?
No, LSU's out of the top 25. They've lost two games in a row. They're like 2-2.
So you're telling me LSU didn't have young talent to implement?
And they lost to Mississippi State of all teams.
So LSU can't even overcome losing nine starters on the defensive side.
It's well put.
There's going to be some good times, and there's going to be some bad times. You just hope that the good can outweigh the bad a little bit.
So you're saying you take the good, and then you take the bad.
But if you take them both,
it's just kind of
there. You
kind of have the facts of life, you know. Honestly.
Yes, Mrs. G.
All right. That's probably a sign that we need to shut it down for the day.
Yeah, I don't need another song about how I was in love with Mrs. G. You guys really, really blindsided me with that today.
Did you have a thing for Mrs. G?
No, I did not. No, absolutely not.
Blair.
Yeah.
And what was the dog?
Joe,
yeah.
I'm sorry that I knew those names so quickly.
And was it Tootie?
Yeah, Tootie. Okay.
Who was the...
Natalie,
yeah.
You showed me a hat with lightning bolts.
Live here at Stonehaven Dental, 10 locations here in the state of Utah. Go to stonehavendental.com. Remember, you...
I can't believe I just named them all. Oh, man, I'm feeling so bad about myself.
It's like you're lost. It's like your best friends. Tootie, Natalie, Blair, Blanche, Joe, sorry. Make your appointment before December 1st. They'll throw in a free x-ray, free exam, and you also get free fluoride. Just go to stonehavendental.com. They're good folks. And can't thank the staff down here enough. They've been great putting up with our nonsense here at the location in Provo. Dr. Moody is such a good dude. If you're in the Provo area, highly suggest this be the Stonehaven Dental you come to. 1355 North University Avenue, Suite 330. Big show next right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Look at that strong arm.
Oh. Hey,
your branches are strong.